What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome on into another edition of Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. September 11th, we're getting ready for Saints versus 49ers Sunday. And man, oh man, you look at that injury report for San Fran. Looks so much worse than the Saints. A lot of guys getting a veteran day of rest already for them.
Yeah, Trent Williams.
Yeah.
I mean, practice is for the unskilled. Man, Trent Williams don't need no practice. Just suit up on game day. Man, Trent Williams, if he's healthy, he's still one of the best left tackles in this league. But, man, not having your starting quarterback, questionable with Juwan Jennings at receiver, not having George Kittle. Man, you kind of scraping it up. I know you're going out and getting some veteran wideouts for Mac Jones. But man, if ever there's an opportunity for the Saints, it's here. Come on, you couldn't script it better. A week ago, there's no way I would pick the Saints to win this game. No way.
Right.
But now
there's a chance.
We'll leave that for when we do our pick six segment,
right.
Pick seven segment, whatever it is. But, man, you know, you see this walking wounded list. It's pretty long for the 49ers.
You look at the Saints. Their practice report for Thursday is out. We're waiting on the West Coast 49ers to send theirs our way. Still don't have it. Just yesterday's report for them. But not practicing today for the black and gold were Julian Blackman. He's set to have surgery this week. Head coach Kellen Moore told us. Also, Trevor Penning still not practicing. Chase Young not practicing. And now been downgraded from limited to not participating. Long snapper Zach Wood. That's not a good sign for him being available on Sunday.
Yeah, you got a couple guys that have done it before.
Right.
Nephi Sewell, I know, has done it in the past. The rookie tight end from UCLA, he's done it in the past also. Be interesting, you know, man, the one thing on a punt, you know, it's a deep snapper, it comes down to a damn field goal. Uh-oh.
Get a little shaky there.
Yeah, and so we'll see what happens. Can Zach get back up to status to play Sunday? If not, you know, the Saints do have a couple people that have done it in the past, haven't done an NFL game. That's the difference now.
Yeah.
That's the difference. You do this in high school and do this, okay, in an NFL game, it's a big difference.
Limited for the black and gold, Revelus Jones Jr., the running back dealing with the knee issue. He was also limited on Wednesday. Taliese Fuaga was at least upgraded. He was a not practice on a Wednesday, but was limited today as he deals with a knee issue too.
He didn't look good.
No, not at all. And then heard from a lot of folks that were at practice yesterday saying he was at least there riding the stationary bike, but not doing anything on the field.
You could tell by his movement skills Sunday. He didn't look good. He didn't look like the same guy we saw a year year ago. Put it to you that way.
No, I'd worried so much going into week one about the left side of the offensive line. It was the right that was an issue.
Yeah, he gave up a lot of heat from that side. But, you know, one thing you got to give Spencer, he sort of evaded a lot of that, was able to take off, buy a little bit of time.
For sure.
Man, you better get a hat on a hat and another hat, because Nick Bosa's coming in on the other side. And so that's the guy that, I mean, you think about it at night, he's the one guy that you would keep you up at night. You sort of know where Fred Warner's going to be linebacker-wise. Right. You sort of know how they use him in that system. Man, Bosa, and he played great against Seattle, too. You watched him. He was outstanding. He's always been a really good player, a great technician, too. Out on the field, but it's the injuries. Him and his brother Joy, they've both been nicked up throughout the years with one injury after another.
You mentioned last game for the Niners, a 17-13 victory for them in Seattle. We might be looking at that kind of score on Sunday in the Superdome.
Well, we had Brad Evans on yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask him about his best bet, take the under. Yeah, he liked the Saints too, but he said take the under in that game. I get it. I well understand that. Robert Saleh, his defenses are going to be good. And they aggressive. They want to string you out. Deuce and I talked about this yesterday. They want to string you out where they can use their speed and quickness and pursuit skills to catch you out in the flat. So run it right at them. Run it right at them.
And we got the backs. I mean, I felt like the stable of Alvin Kamara and Kendra Miller and then the rookie, they did a decent job in the run game. It just wasn't able to lean on it enough because they were playing from behind.
Yeah, and so this will be a tightly contested game and a low-scoring one.
The good thing
I'd be shocked if this game ended up being like 30-24, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be very similar to what we saw last week, 20-13.
The good news is, you know, looks like it's going to be Mac Jones at quarterback. So you don't have to deal with Brock Purdy. We know George Kittle is also out. We'll see what other injured players they have. But you really just got to focus on locking down Christian McCaffrey.
Their numbers when Kittle's not in the lineup is horrible, too. I think it's like 6-22 when he's not there. That's not real good. I know one thing. Mac Jones ain't as good a player as what Brock Purdy is. I know he got picked much higher. He was a first-round pick, and Brock was a seventh. I'm going to tell you, in the NFL, Brock Purdy's a much better player than what Mac Jones is.
We are here at the Game Bar and Grill, the Treasure Chest Casino. It's right next to FanDuel Sportsbook, the best place in town to grab a bite to eat, watch the game, enjoy a quality craft beer or drink. We got wall-to-wall jumbo screens here showing sports action from every major league game across the country. The Game Bar and Grill at the Treasure Chest Casino provides a fun atmosphere, elevating the typical sports bar experience with a well-rounded menu. Come check it out. We'll be here till 7 tonight, leading into Thursday night football this evening. Should be a pretty good one. Green Bay Packers, Washington Commanders. Taking a break right now, though. We'll be right back with even more of Sports Talk, our special weekend edition, right after this on WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
We're back here on Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino, taking a little break from our sports coverage right now to honor one of our birthday boys, Mike Dettillier. We missed you on Monday, Mike, but we got you here on Thursday.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mike Dettillier. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you all so much. This is awesome. This is awesome. What?
Oh, hey. All right. May all your dreams come true.
Yeah, I got a lot of them already.
Well, Mike, so we taking the over or under for the birthday?
No. Man, if I'd have known I'd have made it to this far, I'd have took much, much better care of myself, to be honest with you. But doing much better, and so I'm glad. Thank you all. I really appreciate this. Really do.
Has it been a typical Louisiana birthday? I feel like it gets celebrated for a week around here.
Yeah, it gets celebrated for a long time. You know, it was Monday for me, and I'm still getting stuff on Facebook, X,
oh, yes.
You know, you name it. So, man, I do appreciate it, though. You know, you only turn that 65 one time, so, and you know, you're not going to double dip that. I stole that one from Mayberry. He said that himself. So, but well, I do appreciate it. Thank you all so much.
Speaking of celebrating, we got the Week 2 action kicking off for the NFL tonight. Washington Commanders at the Green Bay Packers coming up at 7 o'clock right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. You can also watch the game on all the screens here at the Game Bar and Grill at the Treasure Chest Casino. And, of course, you got the FanDuel Sportsbook right next door to place a bet on this game, all of the Week 2 action, and all the college football action for the weekend as well.
I think you got a lot of people thinking about this because that line's at 3. Okay, it started at 4, went to 3.5, now down to 3. Man, 3.
I think they were a little worried. Some folks saw that Jaden Daniels appeared on the injury report.
And
your face was funny.
I think that's fake. Ain't nothing wrong with Jaden Daniels. Ain't nothing wrong with Jaden Daniels. But it's almost, is Green Bay as good as you saw? Man, why that thing about, man, it could be a little bit of a mirage. They are very good. But are they that good? And if they that good, why are they just a 3-point favorite? Why that thing started at 7, went to 3.5, down to 3? But yeah. They have not played. Man, I will say this. The Commanders have not played well in Green Bay. It's been, I think they've lost the last 6 or 7 games played in Lambeau.
Yeah, that's always a tough venue, it feels like, no matter what time of year. You know, the weather can be an issue there, but we're in September right now, but that home field advantage is definitely prevalent.
I think Jaden is, what? Just give me the ball.
Oh, he's Joe
Cool,
give
me the
too.
Ball. Just give me the ball. I got it. Y'all all be cool. I'm going to take care of everything. Their defense played better than I thought I'd see them play last week for the Commanders. No, last week for the Packers, there was nothing that went wrong. It's almost like if you would have scripted up a game plan, you know, and I always bring this back to my old boy, Coach Rod, so I always say, man, every week, you know, you come up with that game plan. You hope that you hit most of the high points. Green Bay last week, they hit every high point.
Do you think
it wasn't a check? It was the highest mark.
Do you think it's a little bit of that high that the Detroit Lions were on a year ago? It's kind of
they're not the same team.
Falling back to earth a little.
Not the same team.
Definitely, the both coordinators have gone. And man, Jared Goff looked off in that game.
Okay, why he looked off? No center. Okay, people say, oh, you over-exaggerate that. My thing is, you full of you-know-what.
No, we saw this team without Eric McCoy with the Saints last year.
Ragnow's not in there. Okay, where did Green Bay attack them? Right up the middle.
Right.
And then you got the new guards that have kind of switched around. I'm just telling you, this ain't high school football and you ain't Al Bundy no more. this is the real McCoy here, and it does make a difference. When you got a guy like Ragnow, who I thought was one of the best in pro football, and he retires early on you, man, that's tough to come back from. That's why, Tommy gets a big kick out of this when we do it in the morning. Man, next man up. What next man? Okay, if he was that good, he'd be playing. He wouldn't be watching.
Yeah, I mean, for teams, that's great to say and have that mentality. Sure, it's like you can't worry about it. Next guy you're in, you've done the work, you've put it in. Let's see what you can do. But when it comes to us looking at things, yeah, there's a whole lot of difference between, obviously, that your stud starter and then whoever's behind them there. Especially, man, offensive line. The depth on O-line is so hard to have in the NFL.
Nobody's got it. Nobody's got it. And so it is really something. So it is what it is in this league. You better hold up. You better hold up. And if you lose a guy, it's dramatic. You might have one other guy. You might have a six man.
Right.
It's what happens when you have multiple injuries. And then you got to go 7 and 8. Uh-oh. Okay. Tell them next man up. And you know what that quarterback's saying? He's making me run for my life every time I throw the football. And so it's tough. So you think you're playing behind the Cincinnati Bengals offensive line? You know, because that's been a hodgepodge group. They've tried all these combinations. Nothing's worked.
Right.
Nothing. And Joe's getting the stew kicked out of him. And Joe, man, anybody question how tough Joe Burrow is, you better need get some help somewhere along the way. Oh, you don't know anything about football. But, man, it's unreal to see when you lose a starter and – you might have one other guy, but then once you lose two. That's why that line for LSU Florida was at 9.5, and it's either 7 or 7.5 today.
Yeah, correct.
Braylon Moore, you're not sure. But even if Braylon plays, how effective is Braylon going to be?
Yeah.
Okay? And Brian Kelly kind of set it off. First it was a high ankle sprain. Then, well, we did the MRI. It's not a high ankle sprain, just a regular ankle sprain. We'll see. He's probable or maybe questionable.
Yeah, it's like, come on, coach, make up your mind here.
But then it's actually turned into more questionable
than
probable. And but, hey, them cats in Vegas, they know it. They know it. Hey, they ain't got them nice casinos and the bright lights because they losing money. And if you were that good, okay, you wouldn't be calling in bets. You know, you doing it there. So it does go to show you how it affected and the injuries. Look with the 49ers. At Saints, it opened at 6.5. It's now all the way down to 3.
Right.
As we talking, it went from 3.5 yesterday to 3.
Were you surprised at all that Kyle Shanahan, the head coach of the Niners, just came right out and was open about
that? You can't hide that.
I think he's trying to play some kind of game and, the matchup wise and trying to mess the Saints up.
Another coach, I'd say maybe. But not
Shanahan
him.
Don't care.
I think he sort of tells you the truth. You know, I tell this to all the time. I got coaches in my family. They lie all the time and then admit to you they lie about what's going on from, a personnel standpoint. And then, they tell you a little bit later really what happened. That's the coaching world. I don't need to tell you everything. That's what's going on.
Right.
You don't need to know. Okay, I'm forced to give you the injury deal. But I don't need to get into details. Who was worse than Sean? I'll get back to you. That was famous with him.
Yeah, you mentioned with Shanahan. He did say what one of the reporters yesterday at the Niners press conference asked, well, which toe is it? And he said flat out, I don't have to tell you that.
Sarkisian this week, when somebody brought up that little arch threw a couple passes, sort of sidearm, and then you could see in his face sort of wince. He was like, well, what injury? He said, well, I saw when he threw it, you know, he made a face. Well, I make a face a lot of times in the bathroom and all. Okay. That's a little bit too much information.
Thanks, Coach.
But you know that's accurate, that maybe he banged it on something, maybe he hit it, maybe there's some soreness. You could tell it wasn't quite there. But coaches, man, Steve, you're an older guy in this business. You know the one thing they do good is lie. They don't want to tell you the truth for nothing. And now they're to the point where I don't have to tell you
right.
what the truth is. I don't have to tell you.
No, that was a classic line I remember from Sean Payton all the time was, when will someone return? It was like, sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
That's ingrained in my brain.
Or either that, I'll get back with you. That's the other one.
We'll let you know.
Yeah, we'll let you know on that, guys. So that's the third
one. Don't call me, we'll call you.
Yeah, it's one of them deals. But that's what coaches do. They always try to sort of camouflage everything, and I get it. And listen, Steve, I'll be honest with you. If I'm coaching, I do the exact same thing, if not worse,
sure.
than what some of these coaches do.
How does it benefit you to be so open about things?
It
right?
don't benefit me one bit to be open to you about what's going on. Because if you asking that question, that's great for your story or great for the soundbite, but I don't care about that.
Yeah. Treasure Chest Casino has much to offer, folks. Over 8,000 square feet of meeting and event space. Let them host your next event. Event space features elegant ballroom designed to accommodate a wide range of gatherings, from corporate meetings and conferences to celebrations and social events. State-of-the-art facility, expert culinary team, and a flexible layout will give and provide the most perfect backdrop for your next memorable occasion. Just visit treasurechest.com to contact their sales team about your next event being here. We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk, and when we get back, Saints legend Drew Brees will join us, breaking down Saints 49ers right after this with more on Sports Talk Weekend Kickoff here on WWL. Who dat?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff, hanging out here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Make sure you stop by, say, who dat? Getting ready for Saints versus 49ers Sunday in the Dome, a noon kickoff. Helping us break things down and talking things NFL right now. Saints legend Drew Brees on the line. Drew, how you been doing, man?
I've been good, guys. How are you guys?
Drew, doing great. Before we start Saints talk, I've got to ask you about the quarterback play. In week one, and we saw it in the first game, man, Dak played great. You really couldn't ask him to do any more than what he did, and he can't catch the football. So CD's got to make those catches that he normally does. Jalen Hurts, I say this before, there's something about being a winner. And he finds a way to get it done. Then Justin Herbert was, wait a minute, guys.
Hold up a sec.
I think I got a little bit of a say in that. And he played terrific against Kansas City and Mahomes. And I'm shocked. Justin Fields played as well as he did with the Jets. And then we saw Sunday night.
What a game.
Lamar Jackson, he was unbelievable. And then, you know, Josh was, all right, guys, hold on a second. I got a little bit of a say in this. For see that all in week one, Drew, that to me is unbelievable to watch the accuracy skills of quarterbacks today in the first week of the year.
Yeah, I mean, it gets you excited about the NFL season. You know, I don't know if there's ever been a time in the history of our game where you've had so many really good young quarterbacks. I mean, I can think of 15 to 20 just right off the top of my head that I think are extremely exciting players, and that throughout their career, you know, you could very well see them becoming superstar players. You know, you mentioned some of the outstanding performances. Look, I don't think we could ask for a better game on Sunday night than that Ravens-Bills game. But it also goes back to, I mean, there's always just some pretty critical lessons that you see play out each week, and that is, you know, the Ravens had that game won, right? And there was two or three things that you would have said, you know, as a coach, hey, you have to recognize what can't happen in a game. And that Derrick Henry fumble, and they had all the momentum. All of a sudden, that just allowed the Bills back in the game, gave them the confidence that they could. And then, I mean, you get a tip pass at the line of scrimmage that, you know, they end up catching the end zone for a touchdown. And you just, the sequence of events begin to happen and play out where, I mean, what do they say? The odds of winning that game at that point were 1%, 1.7%. And then they find a way to win it. So that lesson, look, I think the AFC West is going to be really interesting with the Broncos and with the Chargers. You just kind of get the feeling that maybe Kansas City's reign atop the AFC is coming to an end. Obviously, those two teams have high aspirations in that division, and you saw the Chargers knock off the Chiefs. Look, it's pretty exciting start to the season, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And about that tip pass, hey, this is an A-Bear line to me. He's like, Mike, you know how many times I would throw that, and that thing would have never been a touchdown every time. It never happened to me like that. And so, man, I heard about it Monday, him telling me that story. You got to see Spencer Rattler play. And, man, to be honest with you, Drew, I thought he was very efficient. He did the things, not the big turnover. Not everything's going to be clean in week one, but I thought he played a really good football game against the Cardinals.
Yeah, I agree. I think he did a lot of things well. I mean, at the end of the day, there's always ebb and flow throughout the course of a game, and there's a lot of things that are, you know, outside of your control, and you always hope that you just have a chance at the end of the game to make a few plays to go down and win it. And obviously the Saints had that chance, and honestly, I think Spencer Rattler made a great throw at the end of the game, second to last play, you know, kind of that high back shoulder seam up the middle that unfortunately we weren't able to come down with. But, you know, as I sit there and evaluate the QB position throughout the course of a game, you know, there's always going to be mistakes. But at the end of the day, were you there to make the plays, or did you put your team in a position to win? Or, you know, in that case, it would have been tied up and sent it to overtime. Although, who knows, they might have gone for two like they did in the preseason, you know. But, yeah, I thought he made some nice plays down the stretch.
We've seen the 49ers come into town a week ago. I wouldn't have told you this. I thought the 49ers would win this game. But now all the key pieces out of the lineup, your security blanket and George Kittle, who's really still one of the elite tight ends in pro football, but not having Brock Purdy. So kind of tell everybody the mindset when you, because you were in that position earlier in your career with Mac Jones is in today, that, okay, get in there, kid. Hey, you're the starter now, and it may not be for one game. It may be for 3 to 4 games that Mac Jones is the starter here.
Yeah, I'd say this, though. it seems like the 49ers, and I think it has a lot to do with Shanahan and his ability to develop quarterbacks, and then also that system is, you know, this may be the opportunity that a guy like Mac Jones has been waiting for. You know, I was a big fan of Mac Jones coming out in the draft. In fact, I felt like at the time the Patriots, that was kind of a steal of a pick for them at pick, I think it was 15. And he had a really good rookie year, and then after that, I know things didn't go the way that he hoped. But I'd also say that there was a lot of instability around him, with, you know, the coordinator situation there in New England, and just didn't seem to have a great situation. So I'm sure he's been chomping at the bit, and you know, look around the league at examples like Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield, who, you know, it didn't work out with their first team, but you know, the second or third team, when all of a sudden they've had a chance to figure it out a little bit better and maybe get themselves into a better situation, you know, pieces of the puzzle begin to come together. So, look, I think Mac Jones has the opportunity to be, I mean, this could be, you know, the right situation for him. Obviously, I hope it's not this week. I hope we find a way to get this win. You know, I think he's a very capable player.
You've seen it from the other side, the impact of Christian McCaffrey. And not that he has totaled up a ton of yards rushing against the Saints. Where he's a good pain in the butt is as a receiver coming out of the backfield, because it's seemingly, you know, that's not a good match defensively one-on-one with him. His impact as a football player, you got to see it certainly when he was with the Panthers, and you see today what he's done with the 49ers. Man, they're going to have to lean on him a lot in this game without a Kittle in the lineup. You traded Deebo Samuel off in the offseason. Brandon Ayuk is still, you know, mending from the knee injury. No Brock Purdy. McCaffrey becomes your guy now, and you're really going to have to lean hard on him.
Yeah, but I mean, I think when he's in the lineup, you're always looking at ways to get him the football, you know. I mean, I go back to when he was drafted by Carolina. You know, that was the year we got Kamara, right? And those were the two guys coming out in that draft that you felt like could be really, really dynamic backs in this league for a long time. And obviously both of them have proven to be exactly that. You know, I think what's amazing about Kamara is he's been able to stay so healthy throughout his career. Not to say he, you know, you're not battling things, you know, each and every year or each and every week, but I mean, Alvin's found the ability to stay healthy and contribute in so many ways, which has been really remarkable. I mean, we all had high expectations when we first drafted him, but I think he's, you know, far and away been as great as we ever could have hoped for. And so when you have a back like that, like I think to the Darren Sproles's, and I think to even the Pierre Thomas's, and Mark Ingram became this way too, where your ability to affect a game because of how dynamic you are, both in the run game between the tackles, outside the tackle box, catching the ball, you know, on the perimeter, the choice routes, the screen game, you know, all that stuff, just it makes it to where it's really hard to take you off the field just because you're such a weapon and you're a defensive coordinator's nightmare as they sit there and think of all the different places that you could line up and how they plan and how they have to defend you.
Drew, it's truly amazing to see a guy still in action from the Super Bowl squad. Thomas Morstead, a Dome coming this weekend. He's with the 49ers now. He's been around the league after spending so much time with the Saints, and glad to see him still in action. Just the guy's routine, his workout regimen, and just what he means to that special teams unit. Just such a dedicated to his craft and a perfectionist.
Yeah, he is absolutely. I had a chance to see Thomas at one of Steve Gleason's event around Super Bowl, and I mean, he looks as good as ever, you know. He's obviously a guy who keeps his body and his mind in great shape, and he's probably gonna be able to kick for 20 plus years, you know. I'm still getting the job done, so I'm excited for him. I'm sure it'll be an emotional moment for him, you know, stepping foot back in the Dome with all the great memories he has as a Saint. So yeah, Thomas is a stud, and I know he still, you know, makes Louisiana home, spends a lot of time in New Orleans. So that's awesome.
I think about this, Drew, when we did draft coverage a little bit different. When they traded up to get Morstead in the draft, man, Everybody went berserk with that. Man, why in the world would the Saints trade up for a punter? Man, this is a bad pick, everything else. So Bobby gave me June Jones's number. June was his coach at SMU. So we get him on the Monday, and June was like, he's the best kicker I have ever been involved with, pro or college. We sort of look at one another. What? No, June's had been coaching a long time at that point. And to say he was the best punter that had ever been around is really amazing. And now the same people that were complaining about it, they were like, man, the Saints should have just kept Thomas Morstead. Well, with the kind of thing that's going on with so many punters that's been on the squad.
Yeah, unfortunately, sometimes there's those moments where you, you don't fully appreciate till it's gone, you know? Thomas is, like I said, he's going to be able to play 20 plus years in this league if he wants to. And when you think about some of the biggest moments, during our time in with the Saints, obviously he was a big part of a lot of that. You know, just a punter in general, in a lot of ways, is your secret weapon. The way that you talk about the strategy of a game, you know, like we would have those mindsets going into really, you know, playing against really tough defenses or games where we knew like, hey, we're going to have to be really careful with the football, you know, take care of the football. Like it's okay to punt. We would say that, hey, it's okay to punt. And then you look over and you're like, because we have Thomas Morstead and he's going to punt him inside the 10. And he's like our secret weapon. He just provides us with such an advantage. You know, there's all this hidden yardage in the special teams match that you kind of plug into this formula as to what it takes to win. And then obviously we'll never forget the onside kick ambush, you know, that came off Thomas Morse's foot, right? I sat there and watched him practice it for weeks leading up to that game. So he's been a part of some pretty big moments in Saints history.
True. Last question for you. Are you amazed with all these 60-yard-plus field goals you see in the NFL today? Last year, there were 20 field goals of 60 yards or more. This year, I wouldn't be surprised you get into the 30s. It is unbelievable to see the growth and how, and you know, none of these kickers are real big, how they can hit the ball. But all of them grew up playing soccer and golf. There is something to that connect the dots of why you're seeing the accuracy and just the punch that these guys can kick these 60-yard field goals today. And it's almost like, okay, you get to a certain point, oh, don't worry about it. We'll go for the long field goal instead.
Yeah, look, it's hard to explain because it's not – you know, it's not like they're bigger, faster, stronger, or bigger, stronger, more powerful than what you feel like you've seen from kickers in the past. And yet the results would be that, man, they're attempting and making a lot more of these 60-yard field goals, which it is incredible. Because they're not big guys. But I'd say that's similar to a lot of these professional golfers, you know, not big guys. And yet they just find a way to sequence it up and just maximize, you know, that energy and that power that translates into the ball. So, go figure, but I just hope we have one of those guys on our team at all times, because it's nice when you get at the end of games and, you know, you're limited in the yards you can get. I'll never forget the one we had Monday Night Football 2019 to open the season against the Texans. And, you know, here we got Will Lutz on our side, and I knew, hey, we're inside of 63 yards, we're good. And I think we set him up for a 59-yarder, and he stuck it, right? Because we had three plays with 37 seconds and one timeout that we had to get him in range. So you just, like, it's nice to have that guy, for sure.
Drew, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much, and we'll be talking soon.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Drew.
Saints legend Drew Brees joining us here on WWL Saints Radio. Black and gold getting ready for Saints 49ers Sunday in the Dome. And like I said, Thomas Morstead, Mike, still doing it.
Man, that's amazing.
39 years young.
It reminds me of a former Saint defensive back. Man, he played like 11, 12 years in the NFL. He's like, man, they keep catching these little fish, and I keep throwing them back. I'm the bigger fish.
Nice. We're taking a break here. Weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. Make sure you stop by and say, hey, we're going right back after this with more on WWL after the break. wrapping up this hour of weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. We know you can't always listen to this entire show live, so Odyssey makes it easy for you to listen when you want and how you want. Listen to this show and all the WWL shows you love, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever get you podcasts. Coming back with more of Weekend Kickoff. Stay tuned right after this on WWL. Who dat, folks?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.